The clash for AI supremacy, the escalating U.S.-China artificial intelligence war, how AI is redrawing the map of global order. Artificial intelligence, AI, has become more than just a technology. It is now a key strategic asset that determines the nation's future. AI is reshaping the rules of the game across sectors, including industrial productivity, military operations, education, finance, and administration. The country that leads in AI can potentially secure global leadership. The United States and China understand this better than anyone. AI technology has transcended corporate competition to become a matter of national supremacy. Sanctions against Huawei over 5G, restrictions on AI semiconductor exports, and the race to set global technical standards are all extensions of this conflict. The U.S. is reinforcing alliances to maintain its technological edge, while China accelerates self-reliance through state-led initiatives. The 2030s are poised to be a decisive era, when AI is expected to replace human labor and underpin national systems and weapons platforms. This turning point is not only about technological capability. The way AI is governed and the norms that guide its use will reshape the global order. It is crucial to note that AI's influence is not confined to the tech industry. The ideological clash between democracy and authoritarianism, openness and control, is increasingly being waged through AI. Technology is not neutral. How it is developed and deployed will define the character of the new world order. The U.S.-China AI conflict is not just a geopolitical Cold War, but a battle over values. China's AI strategy versus America's technological edge. China has declared AI as the future of the nation and is supporting it through comprehensive initiatives. In 2017, China unveiled its Next Generation AI Development Plan, aiming to become the global leader in AI by 2030. Since then, China has made remarkable strides in data acquisition, chip development, and research infrastructure. Major tech firms like Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent are partnering closely with the government on large-scale AI projects. China's strategy is a centralized, data-driven model. With extensive data sharing between the government and private companies, China can create large-scale experimental environments. Technologies like facial recognition, social credit scoring, and smart cities are being realized more rapidly in China. This reflects a governance model that values efficiency over privacy. In contrast, the U.S. has led AI innovation through an open and creative ecosystem. Companies such as Google, OpenAI, NVIDIA, and Tesla are global leaders in their respective AI domains. American AI research benefits from strong synergies among universities, private enterprises, venture capital, and civil society, fostering diversity and innovation. However, recent challenges include concerns over big tech monopolies, data ethics, and increasing regulatory pressures. Moreover, the U.S. places significant emphasis on AI ethics. While this may slow down technological progress in the short term, it helps build international trust in the long term. The U.S.-China rivalry can thus be seen as a battle between immediate gains and long-term credibility. Korea must craft a balanced strategy in this context. Rather than adopting China's centralized model, Korea should aim to combine American-style openness with a strong emphasis on AI ethics. Simultaneously, it must invest in our / and D and national data infrastructure, decoupling and the core of technological supremacy. The U.S.-China conflict has moved beyond trade wars into a new phase of technological decoupling. This refers to the separation of technologies, talent, and supply chains. In AI, this trend is especially pronounced. One major example is the U.S. export restrictions on high-performance semiconductors to China. NVIDIA's GPUs, essential for training AI models, are now limited in supply to China, prompting the latter to accelerate indigenous development. The battle to secure top talent is also fierce. The U.S. has long attracted global AI talent through its open model, but recent visa restrictions have reduced the outflow of Chinese talent. Conversely, China is investing heavily in nurturing domestic experts and incentivizing expatriates to return. Today, we effectively have two AI ecosystems coexisting. Data flow is also undergoing bifurcation. The U.S., Emphasizing privacy and democratic values is tightening control over training data, while China is consolidating data sovereignty through its data security laws. Thus, technological decoupling is not merely a physical separation, but a divergence in ideologies and values. South Korea finds itself in a highly sensitive position. As a pivotal player in the global semiconductor supply chain, it is under pressure from both sides. While it must align with US-led export controls, it cannot ignore the significance of the Chinese market. Korea must thus pursue a multi-layered strategy that balances technological sovereignty with diplomatic flexibility. Surveillance, ethics, and militarization. The dark side of AI. AI brings convenience and productivity, but also raises serious concerns over surveillance and control. China's AI use is frequently criticized as a tool of state surveillance. Technologies like facial recognition, behavior analysis, and social credit systems have already been deployed, drawing global condemnation, especially in contexts such as Xinjiang. The US is not immune either. AI has been used to manipulate consumers for profit and has perpetuated algorithmic bias, especially in areas like predictive policing and hiring. These issues have sparked growing debates about AI ethics. The European Union has passed the AI Act, and the US is also moving toward legislation to regulate AI. Militarization of AI is emerging as a significant national security risk. Autonomous weapon systems, laws, battlefield data analytics, and AI-driven cyber attacks are reshaping the nature of warfare. China and Russia are actively developing military AI capabilities, while the US is responding with its own Department of Defense initiatives. AI is becoming a core asset in achieving not only superiority, but strategic deterrence. In response, South Korea must institutionalize AI ethics and safety at the national level. It should also actively participate in international discussions on military AI use and help establish boundaries through global agreements. Korea has the opportunity to serve as a norm builder, ensuring that technological advancement does not compromise human dignity and freedom. Between the giants, where is the world headed? The AI supremacy race between the US and China is having sweeping global effects. Regions like Southeast Asia, Africa, and Latin America, collectively referred to as the Global South, are being forced to choose sides. China is exporting its digital infrastructure through the Digital Silk Road, while the US promotes democracy and openness, strengthening alliances. In this landscape, some countries are exploring a third way of technological independence. For instance, India is building its own AI ecosystem, and the EU is simultaneously advancing regulation and innovation to maintain AI sovereignty. However, in practice, most countries remain reliant on platforms developed by either the US or China. South Korea, too, must formulate its own strategy. Rather than being a passive technology adopter, it should aim to become a middle power of innovation, a country that not only develops cutting-edge technologies, but also leads in setting ethical standards. This will require a coordinated effort across three domains: technological development, legal and regulatory reform, and international collaboration. The AI age is asking us a profound question. What kind of future do you want to live in? Korea must answer this by making technological choices guided not just by efficiency or competition, but also by ethical and humanistic considerations.